morning, Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We find a lot of humor and love and passion when we go onto Facebook and we find people that don't like each other whatsoever, that they throw it out there for the world to judge.
The internet is full of hate and got to sip on that haterade.
That's right.
Sipping on that haterade.
Oh, that's a new one. I've never heard that before.
There you go.
Well done. You might want to patent that line.
No, I think that's already been done.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, we have one that's a threesome here. As always, they're the best. Ruby, Don, and Oscar. So, of course, we'll read this fight out word for word. And then I'm loving the fact that Ruby and Don decided to come on air, see if they can hash it out.
Love it.
So nice of them.
Is that nice?
Love it.
I'll play Ruby.
I will play Don.
And I guess Oscar seems like an appropriate name for me.
It does. Yeah. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, hey, listen, guys. When I go to the pool with my fiance, the last thing we need to see is a guy rocking a banana hammock, kissing his oily biceps. It's a public pool, dude, not Venice Beach. No one cares how many muscles you have. Just wear trunks, okay?
Who are you to judge how a man appreciates his own body?
Oh.
If you put in the work, then what's wrong with enjoying the fruits of your squats?
Very Southern Shady. Right, Don. Besides, what's wrong with wearing some tight-ass hot pants? How else is a man supposed to show off his bodacious wang?
What's wrong with you two pepperoni pockets? Do you not have any decency? No one wants to see your bulges that look like you shoved a zucchini down your tidy whiteies.
Girls wear bikinis to pools, and you don't hear anyone whining on Facebook about that. It's a ridiculous double standard of body shaming.
Please, you guys don't complain about our bikinis because you're too busy drooling over our earth-shattering boobage.
If by earth-shattering, you mean your tiny little ice cutters. You look like a 12-year-old boy in your swimsuit. If you're going to body shame people, better make sure your body isn't shameful.
Okay, do the world a favor and eat a whole grain gluten-free okay? All you guys are gross and should stay away from me.
Wait, how do you, babe? By the way, you should really stop harassing my friends. All we do is want to show off our bodacious things.
I can't believe you, Oscar. You're supposed to be my fiancé, and you need to be on my side, okay?
My side has more banana hammocks.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Seriously, I really enjoyed
that.
Thank you very much for that, thoroughly. Well, this morning we have Ruby on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, girl.
I'm good.
I just have to, you know, I'm taking your side on this one. I cannot take dudes wearing banana hammocks. There's no reason for it. You need to cover that stuff up.
You don't like the banana hammock?
No, I saw
it. Right?
Girl, I saw enough when I was in the Virgin Islands, and not again.
It's funny that they
no
call
need
it.
Enough
Virgin
for a
Islands.
Lifetime, right?
No, right. So, obviously, though, when it comes to other people agreeing or disagreeing with you, Facebook seems to be the nice little place because, obviously, Don has an issue. So, Don, you might not understand what us ladies are trying to say here.
I'm totally on your side, Don.
If you
got it,
are.
If you got it, flaunt it.
I mean, guys, it's like, girls aren't wearing, like, trunks and stuff. They're not wearing bodysuits. So, like, why are we? Why do we have to wear, like, the big cover-ups?
Right.
You know?
Why can't you show off your goods?
So, Don,
yeah, absolutely.
What you're saying is that you're just very comfortable in one of those.
I mean, I'm comfortable. You're comfortable in, like, your bikini, right?
No, actually, I'm not comfortable in a bikini. I like a monokini. Well, once you have kids, you're like, ugh, sometimes. All right, well, I mean, I'm not here to, like, say it's not a bad idea, but obviously Ruby's just not into it. So you guys obviously have an issue going on between each other.
I mean, just... If I tell you something looks good, then run with that, man.
I don't think it's fair.
I spend these hours in the gym. I got my body together.
Come on now, Don. You got to listen to the girl. You got to listen to the girl now, Don, on the advice. You know, something looks good and looks good on her.
Let's hear Don out.
What is his accent?
I don't know.
It's what he thought you sounded like, but apparently you don't.
Right.
But I mean, so how often do you go to the gym, Don? Honestly.
I mean, 5-6 days a week.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know what? I look at it this way. If you go to the gym 5-6 days a week, then you're, you know, you're inclined to show that off.
Yeah.
But show off your muscles.
Hey, you look so good. Don't get me wrong. You look so good. But, like, there are ways
to look
dress that are more flattering for you than others, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this, Don. I think Ruby will back me up. It's like a pick. Girls do not want to see that area of your body. We are more attracted to like your upper portion of your body. So it's the same with a banana
Thank
hammock.
You.
We want to see your body. That's we don't want to see your bulge. Okay,
it's just the trunk.
No, girls don't want to see that. Yeah. They don't. It's so ridiculous.
The trunk is not a glamour muscle.
No, it's not. We don't want to see it. So anyway, that's just my
Don.
Advice.
Next time you go to the yes. beach, do you think maybe you can leave you. your banana hammock at home? Maybe. Put on some trunks.
I mean, yeah. I guess I can, but it seems silly to me. It seems like a double standard, you know?
No, it is, but it is. You just gotta go with it, man. Women are always right.
Are you single, Don?
Thank you.
Are you single?
I mean, there's a couple girls I'm talking to right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, you just gotta...
Well, I'm just saying, I mean...
Women are always right.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, probably majority of women would rather see you maybe in a nice swim trunk, and maybe that would get you more girls. But you know what? You do what you want. Whatever you're more comfortable in.
Leave a little bit of mystery down there, Don.
I mean, what about like some little swim trunks? You know, something
that's fine. That's fine. Just go with
Much better. You're good. You're great.